Russell Livestock getting ready to go for the Kansas Auctioneers Livestock Competition. That gets started this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and we are fortunate enough to have three auctioneers right here in studio this morning. Tell us a little bit more about that. Craig Heenan, as well as Russell Sleep and Mike Bailey, all three of these gentlemen joining us here in studio this morning. Talk a little bit more about the auctioneer competition this afternoon here in Russell. And guys, thanks so much for coming out here this morning. I guess what a neat event. This is the eighth annual one that's been taking place here across the state of Kansas. And our winner from last year is Russell Sleep. Let's start with you, Russell, first of all. Neat competition. For folks that aren't familiar with the Kansas Auctioneers Livestock Competition, tell us a little bit about it and just kind of how it kind of works.
Thanks again for having us out here this morning and just kind of displaying what we do as far as auctioneers' role in the livestock trade. The Kansas Auctioneers Association is having their annual contest out here at Russell Livestock today. And what it does is just kind of showcases the auctioneer and what his role is in the auction business as far as the livestock auction. And this year, fortunate to come here to Russell, and they got an awful nice sale lined up for the auctioneers today, looking like 2,500 to maybe 3,000 good cattle. And it'll just be a great contest and showcase the livestock auctioneers and what they do.
How many auctioneers are you expecting to be here in Russell today?
I believe there's 11. There's 11 signed up.
Wow.
Yep.
How's it going to work? Is it by invite only, or do you have to try out for it? How do you get to be able to make the state competition?
Well, member of the Kansas Auctioneers Association and be a auctioneer in a Kansas livestock market. And I am from Southwest Iowa, but I sell 2 days a week in Southeast Kansas, and I was fortunate enough to win it last year.
And as far as the competition itself, I guess let's bring Mike on the air here for just a little for a couple minutes. Mike, kind of describe how's the judging go for it? You know, because you're looking for all different kinds of things. I kind of saw the criteria a little bit, but it's a pretty interesting group of things you look for eventually in the winter.
Oh yeah, there's several things. You know, clarity is one of the big things. You know, if they can't understand you, that's not a good thing. Your bid catching ability, how you expedite to sale, and there's just several little things that most of the judges will be barn operators, so you know they know what a good auctioneer is, and it's very exciting.
How do you find judges for this competition?
Oh, sometimes we have to twist arms, but
bribe them a little bit with some steaks and things like that.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
Food usually works pretty good for folks. Of course, money too, but food isn't such a bad thing.
Yeah, no.
How many judges do you have overall?
There will be three.
Are they in designated places around the arena, or they all kind of just hang out in the same place?
We'll kind of have them scattered from side to side, so they're not all sitting in the same place. You know, everybody has a different way of doing things, and you know, one of the things about a competition is it's somebody's opinion. You know, I've been in several different contests myself, and some years you finish better than you should, and some years you don't finish as good as you think you should have. So, but it's just somebody's opinion, and it's always a lot of fun. It's a time when you can see people that you see maybe once a year at one of these contests or something. So it's a fun time, and the market is usually really good because you'll have some buyers come in that usually don't come and support the market. So it's good for everybody.
Mike, how about you? Are you competing here today in this competition?
No, I'm a past champion. So when you get to be past champion, then you get to help put these on.
Ah.
So that's the downfall of the whole thing.
Okay. And for you, Russell, is that kind of the same way too? Does that fall in that you since you're past champion from a year ago, same way?
Yeah, the past champion usually comes the following year and helps MC and announce all the contestants and just kind of make everybody feel at ease and introduce each contestant when he comes up, gives these sponsors. And then we'll do some selling, and all the past champions will get a chance to come up and do some selling and help out with the barn and fill in a little low time in between the contest. And the sale has to go on even though there's a contest, so mm-hmm. We'll take our turns helping with the market.
I think that's what's kind of unique about the event. Obviously, you're having your normal Thursday sale here in Russell, and the competition, they're all meshed together at the same time.
That's right. You know, and it gives the community a time to come out and you know, see some different styles throughout the state. Might get some out-of-state competition coming in, and then just come support their local market.
Absolutely. Again, Mike Bailey, Craig Heenan, as well as Russell Sleet. They're our guests this morning. People in the News, brought to you by Southwind Bank of Russell and Natoma. Talk a little bit about the Russell Livestock, Kansas Auctioneers Livestock Competition that's going to be taking place this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Craig, do you want to pull out the microphone for a second? Craig, on my notes here, it says you're the weekly announcer, the weekly auctioneer here in Russell.
That is correct, Mike. I work out here on a weekly basis.
How long have you been doing that?
I have been at Russell. I worked in the yards for 1 year for Greg, and then when Bernie Kaiser passed away, I became the auctioneer. So I've been behind the microphone in Russell for 2.5 years.
Now, are you competing today, by the way?
No, today I'm the host auctioneer today.
Ah.
There I have a pretty easy day, really. I just get to stand back and watch the show and enjoy it like everyone else, and it will be a show.
Tell me a little bit about just getting into this. Maybe each one of you just maybe kind of grab the microphone and tell me how you practice for auctioneer. How do you get into the livestock arena as an auctioneer?
Well, it's difficult to get break in to a livestock market. It takes a certain talent to expedite a sale. That I've always said, you could take a man out of a sale barn and put him on a hay rack and he'll get along all right, but it might not work the best the other way around. It's a very specialized form of auctioneering. It's business at a high rate of speed, and we have to run them that way, and that's what makes for a good auction.
Have you always, as far as the auctioneer side of things, only done cattle, or have you done other things too?
No, cattle has always been my first love. I sold my first cattle sale when I was 17 years old.
And, wow.
And so it'd be 40 some years now that I've been at it. I have a real estate license. We sell real estate in farm machinery auctions. Probably the most unique auction that I do twice a year. I serve as one of the auctioneers for the National Greyhound Association in Abilene, and we sell racing greyhounds, which is quite an event.
So you travel all over the state.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you
have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
love it.
Okay, how about you, Mike? Where are you from, and how did you get into being as an auctioneer?
Actually, I'm from Jennings, Kansas.
Know that area well.
And I started working sale barns shortly after I was married. Sorted cattle. Kind of worked the ring a little bit. Started clerking one day, and there was a young man come up, and he was still in high school, which some of you may know, Kyle Elwood, which is at Salina. And I thought, well, if he could do it, maybe I could do it. And I was about 32 at the time and just kind of gradually worked into it and got to be something that I really loved to do.
Okay. How about you, Russell?
I went to Missouri Auction School 2004.
Oh, there is an auctioneer school that's
yes.
out there?
Yeah, there's two or three across the United States. And some awful good ones. And picked the Missouri school just because it was close to home. I live in southwest Iowa, not too far from the Missouri line. And went to Missouri auction school and then came back from auction school and started selling a few weigh cows and bulls at a sale barn that I was working at. And then just kind of escalated in there, you know, one day a week turned into two. And the next thing you know, you're selling four or five sale barns a week. But I've been involved with the livestock, the LMA's World Contest, since 2010. And that's opened quite a few doors for me. A fellow KAA member and past champion, Charlie Cummings, kind of took me under his wing after he won the World Contest and started filling him in for him on some days in Kansas at his market. He previously managed in Gas City, Kansas. And that kind of got me involved in southeast Kansas. And you know, I spend 2 days a week down there and call all them people family and friends, and it's kind of like a second home for me. But as far as getting started in the auction business, I tell a lot of young people, don't get discouraged. There's a lot more better ways in the auctioneer business to make a lot more money than being just a livestock auctioneer. We work long hours and drive half the night to get to the next place, and dust and manure and you know, it's cold in there in the winter and hot in there in the summertime. It's probably one of the hardest professions I can think of to get your foot in the door.
Why do you do it?
It's just a love. You know, You know, I think a livestock auctioneer has to be, you know, he's got a lot of natural ability to be an auctioneer as far as his chant and how he rolls along and just having just a lot of knack for the cattle business and knowing your livestock and your markets is a lot of it, too.
But. Is that the same way with Mike and Craig? Are you guys kind of that same way, too? It got in your blood and just kind of like you just can't get it out of your blood, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, born and raised on the farm, you know, the livestock's always been part of my life. And it's exciting. And on a little side note on this contest, it's not a big contest as contest goes, but it has a very good track record. Out of this contest in the last, this is the eighth one, we have had two world champions come out of this contest, which one of them, I think Charlie's going to be here today, mm-hmm. So you'll be able to listen to him. Russell's been a top 10 finisher. Blaine Lotz was a winner. Russell's already qualified for the world contest this year. We also have one of the contestants today that's already qualified for the world contest. So as far as contest goes, this contest has a very good track record.
Why do Kansas auctioneers or auctioneers from this area do so well, you know, would you say, in the national competitions?
This is kind of the heart of the – if you really look at the world contest, a big percentage – of the winners come from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't know why that is, but as over the years, as these contests have got to be more popular, the auctioneers have got better because you have something to scale yourselves to. So, you just work a little harder because you want to beat the guy next to you.
You practice at home? You guys just do it at home, or is this just a thing you just get out in front of the crowd and you just do it?
You sell telephone poles going down the road. You sell that tractor sitting out there in the field. You know, yeah. It's just something you do.
Yeah. Kind of like that, you know, with me. I've done play-by-play on the radio with high school sports. That is something that is a total knack of the thing, and you practice as much as you can, and you get better as you go along.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Again, three members of the Kansas Auctioneers Livestock Competition helping to put this together today in Russell. Russell Livestock gets started at 1 o'clock here this afternoon. And just this thing is open to the public. Am I right about that? You don't have to come out and buy any cattle, although they encourage you to do that. Obviously, that's what the whole point of part of the deal is. But this is open to the public. Come out and see something really, truly unique, isn't it?
You bet.
If you've never been to a livestock sale, if you've never been to auction of any kind, it'd be worth your time just to come out and step in, just to listen a little bit, and just see what goes on.
Have you guys heard anything, any special things in addition to the sale today? Is there going to be anybody else there, or any organizations, groups, you know, have you heard anything at all? Craig, you want to jump on the microphone there? I know that Carisha and Greg have been working tremendously hard getting this thing ready to go, too.
You bet. So far as in addition to the contest, I should say, we are hosting the community, and we do encourage the community to come out. I think they're going to do a pretty nice job of being hosts, and Greg and Carisha. Not only do we want to showcase the talent of the auctioneers, but Greg and Carisha certainly want to showcase the facility that they have and what they do on a weekly basis. So please come and join us. I think you'll have fun.
Well, you guys, Mike and also Russell, you guys get a chance to travel the state of Kansas when it comes to the livestock arenas. What's Russell's livestock arena compared to some of the others that you go across to? Because I'm guessing this competition doesn't just go to any place. It goes to some of the best in the state.
You know, I get to travel. I'm pretty well. I feel blessed of seeing a lot of different facilities throughout the year. From, you know, I was in South Dakota 2 weeks ago at a sale, and I go to a lot of sales throughout Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. Go to Oklahoma, and Russell's Livestock right here in town. The community needs to be proud for what they got here. Greg's got a beautiful facility. I tell you what, we pulled in there last night, and you could smell the fresh paint. You know, if you talk about a place that you could eat off any corner of the facility, you know, it's spotless, a beautiful facility. And that's something the city of Russell needs to be proud of. And, you know, you get to thinking about auction day on Thursday. Think of all the extra business that brings to town. The livestock market plays a vital role in your community. It brings a lot of new business to town. You know, if they just stop and buy a tank of gas or a sack of groceries, auction day, you can really tell where that helps out the community.
Okay, anything else you guys like to mention about the competition at all here for folks that are listening this morning? Greg, Mike, Russell? We got silent all of a sudden. It won't be that way this afternoon.
No.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So each of you, do you guys get to kind of do a little bit of the auction as you go along today? You kind of do that, each and every one of you?
Oh, yes. In addition to the 11 contestants that will compete, the four past champions that are in attendance will sell livestock also. And they're going to hear, it'll be 15 new voices today.
Very good. Where's the national competition at? When's that take place, by the way?
The World Contest, we just got finished up with our first
kind of round of
qualifying event. Mm-hmm. Now, there'll be two more, one in Georgia, and I believe it's in a couple, 3 weeks, and then there'll be one in after the first year in Sigourney, Iowa. And they'll take the top 10 out of them three, and plus the international Canadian champion, or it could be a U.S. champion, and he'll come down and be 31. And I believe that's like usually about the second weekend in June, and this year it's in Paris, Kentucky.
Very cool. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for coming out this morning. We're looking forward to it. I think this is such a great event to have here in Russell, and we're lucky to have you guys here in town, but also have this event here in Russell as well. We're excited to host it, and thanks to Greg and Crecia out there at Russell Livestock for all the hard work and all the volunteers helping to make it happen. I'm sure it takes a lot of folks to put this event on, doesn't it?
It does, and that's something, too, that we certainly don't want to omit. There's been a tremendous amount of community support and sponsorship for which we're very grateful, which is allowing us to do the things that we are going to do today.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
We are, too, Mike. Come 11, see us.
11:30 sale time. Of course, we'll have lunch there during the noon hour time as well. And then the Kansas Auctioneers Livestock Competition, that gets started at 1 o'clock here this afternoon. Guys, thanks so much. Best of luck here this afternoon. And enjoy Russell. Thanks for coming out here today, too.
Thank you, Mike.
All right,
thank you.
There you go. That's our guys from Russell Livestock helping to put on the Russell, or I should say the Kansas Auctioneers Livestock Competition. Mike Bailey, Russell Sleep, and Craig Keenan, our guests for People in the News, presented by Southwind Bank of Russell and Natoma. We'll take a short break. Come back with KIN News coming up next.